Shalom, today's daf yomi is Sukkah daf hey Sukkah 5, and we're going to start on the very bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, very bottom of 4b. Back in our Mishnah had said that a Sukkah that is not 10 tefachim high is disqualified. A tefach is approximately between 3 and 4 inches. So if the Sukkah is not between 30 and 40 inches high, it's going to be disqualified. Gemara discusses, what's the source for this idea? So says the Gemara, the source for this idea is that the Aron HaBris, the Ark of the Covenant that was in the Mishkan, was considered to be 9 tefachim high, as it states in the Torah in Exodus 25. 10, Vasu Aron Atzei Shitim. They should make the ark out of Atzei Shitim, and it should be a Matayim V'chetzi Arko, 2.5 Amos long, V'ama V'chetzi Rachbo, 1.5 Amos wide, V'ama V'chetzi Komaso, 1.5 Amos high. And if we know that an Amma, each Amma is 6 tefachim, so therefore the 1.5 Amos is 9 tefachim, so the ark was 9.5 tefachim high, and the kapores, the gold cover that was on top of the ark, that was a tefach thick, as the Gemara is going to expound on Hey Amid Aleph. So Harei Kan Asar, so this reaches a total of 10 tefachim high. Huksiv, and it says that God said to Moshe Rabbeinu, after he commanded him to build the Aron and the kapores, V'nu Adati L'chasham, and I will come and I will appear to you there, V'tibah, and I'll speak to you from on top of the cover of the ark. So we see that when God goes down to speak to Hashem, to speak to Moshe on top of the kaporis, it was on top of 10 tefachim. And Vitanya, and now we're on the top of Hey Amid Aleph, and the Gemara says in a Braisa, Rabbi Yosi said, that the God never went below 10 tefachim. When God comes down to the earth, God never went below 10 tefachim. Below Moshe ve'Eliyahu l'marom, and God and Moses and Elijah never went all the way up to heaven. They never went into the top 10 tefachim of heaven. They always, even when they went up to heaven, Moses and Elijah, they were always 10 tefachim below. As it states, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem, the heaven belongs to God. Ve'aretz nasamam ne'adam. And God gave the earth to people. And we see from here that the Shemayim belongs to God itself and not to people. And the earth, however, belongs to the people. God gave the earth to the people. And so since it says in the verse that God comes down and spoke above the kaporas, above the cover of the ark, that proves that from 10 tefachim and above, that is another domain, and it's not going to be considered below. And so from here we learn that from the perspective of a machitz, of a partition, we need something to be 10 tefachim high in order to mark it as different from the domain that is below, or to mark it as a different domain. And so this teaches us that the height of a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim. I heard from my teacher, my rabbi, Rabbi Avi Weiss, he told me that when he went to speak with Rabbi Soloveitchik about the size of the mechitza in the shul that he was doing, and he was building, Rabbi Soloveitchik told Rabbi Weiss that the mechitza needs to be a minimum of 10 tefachim tall. So this is the concept, that the partition at its minimum is 10 tefachim, because that's a different domain. That's the domain of where God went down. So the Gemara asks the question, the divine presence never went below 10 tefachim to the ground. Yered Hashem al Har Sinai. God went down on Mount Sinai, and this implies that God came all the way down to the earth. Gemara says, no, God went down, but God was still above 10 tefachim off the ground. What about the fact that it states with respect to the war of Gog and Magog, V'amdu raglav b'yomahu al har zeitim, that it states about Gog and Magog that on that day their legs were standing on Mount of Olives, and this implies that the Shekhinah will come and stand on the mountain. Gemara says, L'malam esar tefachim, there too, the Shekhinah will be above 10 tefachim. Now the Gemara asks the reverse question. Moses and Elijah never went all the way up to the heavens, but it states with respect to the giving of the Torah in Exodus chapter 19, Moshe went all the way up to God, implies he went all the way up. Gemara says there too, Moses didn't go all the way up to God, he was still below 10 tefachim from the heights of heaven. And he was 10 tefachim below the domain of the heaven. What about the fact that it states with respect to Elijah the prophet, Elijah went up in a storm to the heaven, and that implies that Elijah went all the way up to heaven. Gemara says, no, there too, Elijah was 10 tefachim below the heaven. He wasn't all the way up. What about with respect to Job in chapter 26, verse 9? It says, Machez Pnei Kisei, Parshez Alav, Anano. And so therefore, and this is the chapter where Eov is talking about the praise and the greatness of God, and it means that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding the partitions, and he was holding his glorious throne, and he was hiding it, and he was spreading it over he was spreading on the throne the glorious cloud of God. So that's the pshat of this verse. However, the Gemara is understanding it that it refers to Moshe Rabbeinu going up to heaven, and Amar Rabbi Tanchum what happened? Melamed Shapirish Shaddai that Shakai Mizir Shchinah Sovana. No, God separated from the glory of his Shchinah Olav onto Moshe Rabbeinu. That God spread out the glory of his Shchinah onto Moshe. That the word Parshes, it means God spread out his glory. And we see from here that the glory of the Shchinah went down and was exactly on Moshe. And so therefore we see that Moshe went up all the way to heavens. Mar says still Amata Me'asar. Even here too, Moses only went up until 10 Tefachim from the heaven. God brought down the Ziv Shchinah, brought down the divine presence and put it over Moses, but it was still below 10 shvachim from the heaven. Nevertheless, it states that Moshe grabbed a hold of the throne. So Moses is holding the throne of God. Yeah, says the Gemara, Ishtar Bube Ishtar Bible Kisa. Yeah, God had lowered the throne. Ara Sarvanakim. They lowered it 10 tefachim from the heavens, and that's how Moses grabbed a hold of it. We see from here, however, the paradigm of the sukkah's height is from the Aron Kodesh. So when we're building a sukkah, we're really building a temple. We're building a mishkan, because the paradigm of what the sukkah's, how high it's supposed to be, comes from the Aron Kodesh, comes from the Holy Ark.